Resistance, Rebellion, and Death by Albert Camus, 1913 to 1960. Essays selected by the author from his actuels and other works. Introduction. It was as much for the positive stand Albert Camus took on the issues of the day as for his creative writing, or rather it was for the combination of the two, that he was awarded the Nobel Prize in 1957 at the early age of 43. Because in everything he wrote, he spoke to us of our problems and in our language, without raising his voice or indulging in oratory, he illuminated, as the Nobel citation stated, the problems of the human conscience in our time. Over and above intellectual or political leadership, he provided the moral guidance the post-war generation needed. By remaining flagrantly independent, he could speak out both against the Russian slave labor camps and against U.S. support of Franco Spain. By overcoming the immature nihilism and despair that he saw as poisoning our century, he emerged as the staunch defender of our positive moral values and of those silent men who, throughout the world, endure the life that has been made for them. Indeed, one of the things that endeared Camus to all of us is that he spoke for all. As he said in the brilliant credo he voiced in the Stockholm Town Hall upon accepting the most universally distinguished award, the writer's function is not without arduous duties. By definition, he cannot serve today those who make history. He must serve those who are subject to it. Whether we fight in the regular army or wage war as civilians in the shadows of some maquis, whether we succumb to famine or slink into exile, whether we are crushed by dictators or put to death by due process of law, are we not all subject to history? In France, Camus made his mark as a journalist and polemicist at about the same time that he asserted himself as one of that country's leading novelists. But in 1943-4, his readers didn't yet know that the author of the anonymous editorials they were clipping from the clandestine newspaper combat as the most vigorous expression of their own feelings and the author of L'Étranger were one and the same person. Only after the liberation of Paris, when combat came out into the open, did they discover that the forthright, inspiring editorialist they had admired was named Albert Camus. Little by little, his compatriots learned that this young Algerian Frenchman had begun life as a journalist, that, after having incurred the government's wrath for his most revelatory reportage on the sorry condition of the Kabyle tribes of Algeria, he had come over to occupied France and helped to found what was both an intelligence network and an underground newspaper. And, as admiration for his first two novels, The Stranger and The Plague, grew in all countries, Camus continued to write essays dealing with the major problems, social and political, that haunted him and his generation. In 1950, he brought out a collected volume of those articles under the title Actuels. A second volume followed in 1953 and a third in 1958, soon after the Nobel Prize. In the last year of his life, Albert Camus chose from the three volumes of Actuels the 23 essays he considered most worthy of preservation in English. They deal with the perennially current issues that periodically tore him from his creative writing to speak out, as he said, in the service of truth and the service of freedom. War and resistance in a Europe dominated by prisons, executions, and exile. The tragedies of Algeria and of Hungary. The horror of the death penalty. And the writer's commitment. The very title Actuels, which unfortunately could not be carried over into English, is typical of the man. Concise without being precise, elusive without being descriptive, and modest. Indeed, this mere adjective in the feminine plural meaning current, prevailing, or of present interest almost requires a gloss in the original. What noun did Camus suppress for greater ambiguity? Pensées, reflections, views? To some readers, these essays will introduce an utterly new Camus, what one might be tempted to call the Camus actual. But he wrote them concurrently with his novels and plays, and in them explored the same themes he touched upon in his creative work. An essential part of the man and the writer, these occasional articles and speeches reveal more clearly the position of one of the most lucid spirits of our time, one who is both committed and aloof, or, as he himself implied in his moral tale, the artist at work, at once solidary and solitary. And Camus would never have allowed anyone to consider these essays as incidental to, or less important than, his plays and novels, for he recognized them as a significant part of that opera omnia with which he now, too soon, alas, must face posterity.